The plane jerked again and seemed to turn slightly. Anya felt as if she'd just been jarred awake. From Brooklyn, she'd been whisked off to the 109th Airlift Wing of the New York Air National Guard based outside Schenectady. From there, she'd been hustled aboard a big military plane and then flown across the world to Christchurch, New Zealand. In Christchurch, the weather was 70 degrees and pleasant. She could have lounged there in jeans and a t-shirt. Instead, the flight crew made her clamber into thermal underwear and extreme cold weather survival gear. The two feds who'd flown down with her from New York City maneuvered her onto the plane and then waved goodbye to her. They'd never told her why she was heading to Antarctica, and she'd given up asking. Her ears popped as the plane descended. It banked again and then leveled off.
Stand by!
Anya clutched the armrests of her chair, willing herself to breathe normally, while her heart pounded like a jackhammer.
You okay?
Anya opened her eyes and saw the crewman standing over her.
Yeah, I think so.
Great. Well, welcome to Antarctica, Miss Creed.
As Anya stepped off the plane, she took in the vast scene before her. She saw snow and ice everywhere, but also something fairly town-shaped some distance away. The pilot glanced where she was looking and pointed.
That's McMurdo. Most of the folks who come down here stop by there first. Last chance at a decent watering hole, too.
It's big! Much larger than I expected any of the outposts down here to be.
During the Antarctic summer, there are between 1,100 and 1,500 people at the station. With over 150 buildings, they've pretty much got something for everyone.
What about now?
When it gets dark like this, maybe 200 altogether.
Cozy?
We don't usually fly this time of year.
How come you did this time?
Orders, Miss Creed. Our orders were to get you down here, whatever the risk.
I appreciate the chance you and your crew took on me. I don't know what the big deal is, but I'll try not to let you down.
He shook her hand and then headed off to oversee the refueling procedure. Anya felt remarkably warm despite the frigid temperatures outside. The extreme cold weather gear she wore had certainly proved itself effective in the short term, but she wondered how long it might last in a survival situation. She shuddered at the thought of freezing to death out here. Across the ice, she spotted what looked like a snow cat. The tracked vehicle slowly chewed its way through the snow and ice. A flashing red light atop the cab and the brilliant red paint made it stand out in the gloom and snow. Anya hefted her duffel bag and stood on the leeward side of the plane, trying to shield herself from the wind as much as possible. At last, the snow cat trundled to a halt almost right in front of her, and the cab door opened.
Anya Creed?
That's me.
Oh, climb on in. I want to get back to town before the weather gets any nastier.
Anya hustled over to the snow cat and heaved her duffel bag into the open door before climbing up on part of the tracks and sliding into the passenger compartment herself. As soon as she did, she felt billows of heat pumping up between her legs. The interior windows were coated with condensation. The driver next to her held out his hand.
Dave Rasmussen, geology.
Anya Creed, I have no idea why I'm here.
I'm sure you'll find out soon enough. Is it too warm in here? Myself, I like to keep it toasty in the cat, but some folks like it a bit more temperate.
I'm fine.
Where are you hailing from?
New York.
Well, I'm outside Anchorage myself.
So this kind of weather doesn't really bother you, huh?
Well, that depends. Now, it's true, Alaska has some of the nastiest weather around, but Antarctica can give her a run for her money if she wants. I've been here before in storms that would make you get down and hide under your bed. Winds howling and screaming outside. You wonder if the station is going to hold or if you'll be buried in snow.
Sounds delightful.
Dave gave her a half smile as he flicked the wipers as snow started coming down outside. Anya glanced back over her seat. In the darkness, she could barely make out the plane sitting in the snow as it was refueled.
The pilot said there was a place to get a drink.
Well, three places, actually. The best one is called Gallagher's, named after a guy who died out on the ice after a heart attack. Our way of remembering him, I guess.
Anya peered out of the windshield. The snow seemed to be falling harder now than it was before.
You weren't kidding about the weather.
Boy, you'll find that's about the only thing no one kids about down here. When we say it's getting bad outside, take us at our word. It's not gonna be nice.
Noted.
Dave pointed at the lights in the distance.